Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at the COVID-19 case numbers that we have from yesterday in northwest corner of Connecticut. The local cases: Falls Village, none; Cornwall, 3; Kent, 7; New Milford, 243; Norfolk, 8; North Canaan, 4; Salisbury, 10; Sharon, 34; Torrington, 447. We did not get updates from Dutchess County yesterday, but in Columbia County, as of 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they had 26 residents that passed away from COVID-19, 344 positive cases, 156 of those cases have recovered, 17 of the positive cases are hospitalized, one of those hospitalized in ICU. They've received 3,111 test results completed for Columbia County residents, 153 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 500 precautionary quarantine. For Berkshire County yesterday, they held at 37 for the 11th day. On Saturday, the county added 4 cases of COVID-19, bringing a new total to 495 across the state. 113 deaths were disclosed by the Department of Public Health for a total of over 5,705. The case count rose by 1,512 to 84,993. The total reported Saturday was incorrect, by the way. We had the number confirmed of cases on Friday of 83,421.
In a story in this morning's Republican American, Connecticut will start to reimburse 4 recovery centers designated by the State Department of Public Health to treat COVID-19 patients only at a rate of $600 per day for each patient. The rate was for the 4 COVID-19 recovery centers enacted by executive order signed by Governor Ned Lamont a month ago because of the pandemic. The 4 nursing homes in Sharon, Torrington, Meriden, and Bridgeport are all operated by Athena Healthcare in Farmington. After Sharon, Northbridge Healthcare Center in Bridgeport opened to serve Fairfield County, and former Torrington Health and Rehabilitation was reopened by Athena and the Connecticut National Guard. The state is assisted with the startup costs for the recovery centers, according to the governor's office. The Kent Board of Selectmen has passed on making any changes to the budget based on public feedback. The Board of Finance will review the proposed $12.5 million budget that shows a 2% increase during a meeting today. In New York, the Buffalo and Albany areas could soon start reopening from coronavirus shutdowns after Cuomo's administration made a major shift Sunday in the way it calculates its COVID-19 benchmarks. Western New York and the Capital Region could get the green light to enter Phase 1 of the state's reopening process at some point this week, at least a week sooner than they thought they would have made under the prior calculation. Those regions will be allowed to open as soon as they hire or train additional contract tracers tasked with keeping contact with COVID-positive patients and others who are quarantined. When they open, 7 of the state's 10 regions, all of them upstate, will have begun the state's reopening process. About 70% of the state's population, though, resides in the remaining 3 regions, which cover New York City and its suburbs. In Massachusetts, Governor Baker's advisory board on restarting commercial life is expected to outline a plan today, with all signs pointing to a gradual reopening. Local officials around the state may or may not adopt the recommendations as is. Already, the mayor of Somerville said his restrictions on public activity will remain beyond Monday. Quote, COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon, so we will take things one informed step at a time, end quote. On Friday, Baker expressed pride in Massachusetts' response, indicated he wants activities to resume slowly, praising the work by health professionals to cope with the pandemic. Baker's comments made it clear he's not about to go the route of reopening at the cost of a wave of new infections.
Meanwhile, Connecticut customers will have to follow rules as we gear for a slow opening on the 20th. Businesses across Connecticut are preparing for customers. They're getting in line with the state's strict guidelines meant to stifle the COVID-19 outbreak. Phase 1 of the reopening plan, barbershops and hair salons, retail outlets and malls and offices may welcome customers back. Restaurants and museums can reopen for outdoor service only. Businesses are required to self-certify for reopening by visiting the State Department of Economic and Community Development website, answering a series of questions intended to ensure compliance with anti-pandemic guidelines. For more information, contact once again the State of Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development. Kent Memorial Library has disclosed it will not hold its annual used book sale for the Memorial Day weekend. House of Books, the town's local bookstore, will donate a portion of its sales to the library from May 22nd through the 25th. New York State is now allowing sporting events like Watkins Glen International Raceway and horse racing at tracks across the state to proceed without spectators beginning June the 1st.
State Representative Maria Horn has scheduled to be formally nominated for re-election as the Democratic candidate to represent Connecticut's 64th Assembly District at a convention to be held online on the Zoom platform today at 6 p.m. To register, you have to go to us02web.zoom.us and then look for the link. And after registering, you'll receive a confirmation email containing the information about joining that meeting. The Sharon Board of Selectmen, after approval from the Board of Finance, have agreed to pass their 2020-21 budgets during a meeting last week. The municipal budget totals $4,076,152, a reduction of 0.9%, and the education plan was held flat at $6,545,877. Selectmen set the tax rate at 14.4 mils, the same as 2019 and 2020. In Massachusetts, the Berkshire District Attorney's Office will appoint a special prosecutor to handle the case of a Great Barrington police officer who's accused of having more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his bloodstream while driving. The Northeast Village Board meeting will be held today, that is at 7 p.m. In Dover, the Planning Board regular meeting at Town Hall happening today at 7 p.m. The Town of Sheffield Board of Selectmen meeting tonight at 7 o'clock as well. In Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 o'clock, and the Internet Expansion Zoom program is at 7:30 tonight. Coming up tomorrow in Kent, the Town of Kent Board of Finance has a meeting at 7 p.m. Also in Cornwall, Board of Selectmen meeting at 7:30. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a subcommittee meeting at 10 a.m., and then the ABC Committee special meeting comes up at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Thursday, in Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at 4:15 p.m. The Ancrum Town Board will hold its meeting on May 21st at 7 p.m., also on the 21st in Cornwall, the Board of Finance at 7 p.m. and at 7 o'clock to 8:30, the Cornwall Association Trivia Night. The next meeting date for the Town Board in Pine Plains is happening at 7 o'clock on May 21st. A reminder, all those meetings are remote meetings, Zoom meetings. You can go to the town websites for details on how to sign up. New York's state of emergency was extended through next month, as Governor Cuomo said Saturday. Officials will study COVID-19's impact on children after three died from virus-related complications last week. He declared an executive order late Thursday extending New York State's emergency until June 6. Originally issued March 7th, the state of emergency extends Cuomo's legal authority during the coronavirus pandemic. Quoting here, yesterday's executive order extended the underlying legal authority for the emergency order, but did not change the text of any of the directives in the New York on pause, so the expiration date of May 15th still stands until further notice, end quote. That from Secretary of Governor Melissa DeRosa in a statement on Saturday. New York will also allow motorsports at Watkins Glen International Raceway and horse racing at tracks across the state to proceed without spectators beginning June 1st, according to Governor Cuomo. Watkins Glen International, which usually attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors each year, already rescheduled multiple early summer events to later in the summer and offered attendees refunds. But the decision likely clears the way for NASCAR's annual Go Bowling at the Glen to take place without spectators in the stands. The race was originally scheduled for August 16th. Greene County held its first public testing clinic on Saturday at the Catskill Middle School after months of testing supply shortages that hampered public officials' ability to trace the spread of COVID-19. A total of 150 pre-registered Greene County residents were tested for the virus, with priority given to symptomatic people and people who work in essential services. The Greene County Public Health Department partnered with the Greene County Office of Emergency Management to offer the testing, which officials say will be the first in a series of clinics. Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington is planning a drive-through coronavirus testing operation outside its new state-run COVID recovery center on Maple Avenue in preparation for in-person doctor and hospital visits as the lockdown slowly lifts. Expanded testing will also help trace those who might have come into contact with an infected person, according to Michael Leary, Director of Community
Communications for Berkshire Health Systems, Fairview's parent company. Mule train to feed the Sharon Post Office is underway. The mule train provides breakfast to the Sharon Post Office Tuesday through Saturday at 9 a.m. They'll order what they want, and you can sign up to cover the cost at muletrain.com/trains/3G0741. Salisbury Bank has announced their 2020 Time to Shine Scholarship Program, creating the scholarship program in 2009. Multiple scholarships are awarded for up to $1,500 each to assist eligible students seeking a college degree and a variety of programs. The application is available at salisburybank.com/about/scholarships. The International Motorsports Association at Lime Rock have agreed to reschedule the Northeast Grand Prix at Lime Rock Park as part of IMSA's return to racing plan announced. Originally scheduled for July 7th through 18th, the IMSA Northeast Grand Prix race weekend, featuring the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship and the Michelin Pilot Challenge, will now be held at Lime Rock October 30th and 31st. More information at limerock.com. All live music is done for the season at Tanglewood this summer based on state and federal guidance against large gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. The 15th annual Berkshire International Film Festival has been canceled due to the pandemic. Originally scheduled for May 28th to 31st, the festival is now slated for June 3rd through 6th, 2021. Kent Memorial Library will not hold its annual book sale for Memorial Day weekend. The organization cited concerns about safety of the volunteers, staff, and supporters. House of Books, the town's local bookstore, will donate a portion of all its sales to the library from May 22nd through May 25th. Town of Great Barrington will not hold any events for Memorial Day in the village of Housatonic or the town of Great Barrington on the 25th due to the COVID-19 public health emergency. Local veterans groups will be holding private remembrances in both locations, but those events will not be open to the public. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com. Remember, there is a hot dog cart out in front of the Interlaken 7 days a week, 11:30 till 2 for lunch, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the week at 23,685.42, the NASDAQ at 9,014.56, and the S&P 500 at 2,863.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.